In a plea deal reached earlier this year, Matthew Jaskula admitted that in May 2016, he violated the constitutional rights of Sean Porter as the latter was brought into the downtown police lockup. He's been sentenced to 18 months in prison, including the three already served leading up to the sentencing. Assistant U.S. Attorney Joseph Guerra was asked if the government is satisfied.
Well, the government believes the judge gave full consideration to imposing sentence and imposed a sentence that took into consideration all the arguments the party made, and that's all we can ask for.
The defense included a letter from Porter himself in their push for leniency. But U.S. District Judge Lawrence Velardo says the video shows Jaskula showing no remorse during his actions. He also said in court that while the defendant expressed regrets to his family for the pain caused, he showed far less to his victim. Defense Attorney Paul Dell says his client admits shoving Porter into a metal door and then, after a bleeding Porter fell to the floor, dragged him into a cell. But Dell adds that a video suppressed by the city will also show a culture that promoted such activity, as shown by one officer apparently supporting Jaskula's actions.
It's the city hiding it. The city doesn't want people to see, you know, what went on and in how their Buffalo police officers are. The civil judge, I think, well, the city argues they want everyone to have a fair trial, but that doesn't make any sense to me because any jury that would ever see the trial is going to see the video.
Porter was not in court for the sentencing. He has filed a civil suit against the city of Buffalo, but according to participants in Jaskula's case, he has not named the former jail guard among the defendants. Michael Marziak, WBFO News.